Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue and Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was on the call and did not notice that the call had dropped. But we're back. Amen. Let's go to the throne of grace and acknowledge our Father, and then we will get into the Word. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, being who you are, Lord God. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for being that Father who teaches us and shows us the right way, who shapes us and molds us, Lord God. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge you as that good Father. We thank you, Father, this morning that you are not a deadbeat dad, but you are a responsible Father, that you see to the well-being of your children, that you teach your children the ways of righteousness, that you mold and shape our spirits, that you mold and shape our character, that we might become everything that you created us to be. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this Monday morning's Kingdom Transformation, the place, Lord God, where you shape and mold us, where you change us. Glory to your great name. Oh God, will you change our minds? Will you show us, Lord God, the greatness, the exceeding greatness of your power, the exceeding greatness of your love, Father, towards us? Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is teaching us and showing us and revealing to us the greater, the deeper, helping us to see below the surface, helping us to see, Lord God, that you have placed on the inside of us, Lord God. Continue to change us. Continue to mold us. Continue to shape us, Lord God. Continue to correct us, Lord God. Oh, God, we'll be so ever grateful, Lord God. We'll be so ever, Lord God, obedient to your word, Lord God, as you change us and transform us, Lord God, into sons and daughters. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord God. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the process. Thank you, Lord God. While we're in the process, we thank you for the change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for the transformation. Thank you, Father, that you brought us up out of that dominion of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. We thank you for his work, bringing us out of that, that transformation, Lord God, that continual change, that constant change that is coming forth, Lord God. We bless you. We praise you. We give your name the glory. This is the Messiah, King of the Kingdom. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome once again. If you didn't hear me earlier, welcome to Kingdom Transformation. On this broadcast, and when I was first asked to take on the task of this broadcast, and Dr. wanted to ask me to pray about and think about what I wanted to call it. I had to call it Kingdom Transformation because of the processing that I'm now in, the processing that we're all in, those of us who were once in that old system, and that old system of teaching and training. And there were a lot of things deposited in our spirit. There were some great things deposited in our spirit. There were great teachings that we heard, but they were not yet complete because we had not yet understood the message. We had not understood the teaching. We had not yet understood that Jesus came preaching the kingdom. That Jesus came with the government of the kingdom on his shoulders. We had not yet understood that. We knew the gospel of salvation, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. We knew about that. We heard the stories of his miracles and raising Lazarus from the dead and healing the man with blind eyes, taking the fish and the loaves and multiplying them for the crowd, for the multitude. We heard all those things and we focused on all those great things and how we wanted to ascribe to that, but we were not made to understand that it was based on the foundation of the kingdom of God. It was based on the foundation that God sent Jesus into the earth, yes, to die for our sins, yes, to restore us back to fellowship with the Father. And in that, we are supposed to have discovered our image. We're supposed to have discovered the likeness of Christ. We're supposed to discover what and be restored back to that Genesis chapter 1. When God created man in his own image and in his likeness and breathed into us the breath of life and gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and everything that creeps upon the earth. And then he blessed us and told us to be fruitful and to multiply and replenish the earth. Replenish the earth. I was in the United States Navy for 8.5, almost 9 years. The particular department that I worked in, my particular job that I worked when I was in the United States Navy, part of that job was, when we were underway, was replenishment. We used to call it UNREP, short for underway replenishment. And that replenishment was, when we replenished, we took back, we had fuel, we went out to sea, when we left, there was fuel, but through use, the fuel was used up. So in order to continue on our journey, in order to continue on our voyage, we had to take on more fuel. So we had to go underway replenishment. We had to put back that which was used. See, when God created this earth, God did not mind that we use certain things. God did not mind. He put everything here for our use. And he didn't mind that we used it, but he also wanted us to put it back, because everything that God created, whether it be the human family, whether it be even in the plant kingdom, the vegetation, that he placed everything inside itself with a seed, giving it the ability to reproduce after its kind. So in other words, when we use the apple, when we use the orange, when we use the lemon, we're supposed to take the seed and put it back into the ground that the orange tree, the lemon tree, the apple tree might be put back, might be replaced, that it might be replenished. Now, the mind is cutting down trees, and this is not an environmental message, and I'm not an environmentalist, as it were, but God has created us and called us to be good stewards over the earth. That's what we were created to do. God placed Adam in the garden to till it, to cultivate it. You know, he was supposed to till the ground. He was supposed to cultivate. He was supposed to have been, he was responsible for making sure that everything ran smoothly in the garden, in the place where God has placed him. And now we, as those who have come into the revelation of the kingdom of God, are now being made to understand that we've been given that same assignment to go and subdue, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over all the things that creepeth upon the earth. Subdue it and have dominion. Go forth, replenishing, putting back that was used up. Jesus came to replenish, to put back that was once here, but it was taken away. It was abused by the enemy. Don't you see now where the abuse has come from? Look at the economies of the world. You look at different countries who are places where people are starving and sick and things of that nature. And it's not for lack of material. It's not for lack of provision. It's just that the sinful heart of man is hoarding it and storing it up for himself in his selfishness, put away from those who need it, causing those or charging people higher prices than what's necessary in order to have that they need for their basic necessities. This was not God's original way. But in order... I had my Bible open up to Hebrews 12 this morning. But, and I'm going to get to that. But the replenishing, Jesus came to put back, to place back, to give us back the original glory. Give us back that original image. Give us back the original dominion. He came to bring us back into that God had originally given us. Jesus was the door, the entryway back into the dominion, back into the rule, back into the reign that God assigned us to here on the earth. Oh, don't you hear it now? How the earth groans and nature itself groans in travail, waiting, desperately expecting, looking for the manifestation of the sons of God. My Lord, he's looking, nature itself is looking for those restored ones, looking for us who have been restored, looking for us who have been brought back into proper alignment with God. Earth is groaning, travailing, moaning, looking for its freedom, looking for it to be released, oh, for us to become that earth that God first created us to be. First created nature, all the all the weather patterns and everything that you're seeing there are so out of whack and so out of line. Nature itself is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. He's waiting for us to manifest that glory of God. Nature is waiting for us to manifest the dominion, manifest the rule, the reign over the earth, waiting for us to cultivate, call into order. Nature itself is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The kingdom of God, God's royal rule, his reign, his dominion, his active ruling. We have been brought back into that. We have been reconnected through that new birth process. We have been reconnected, brought back into alignment. But in order to stay connected, when I called into the line earlier, I called in, I began to speak, I saw that I was online, was talking away, began to even pray even. And then I got a call on the other line, and I'm like, oh. And I looked and saw that, yes, the other call was coming in, but I also saw that the call had dropped. Why? I lost the signal. There was a disconnection. Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden, caused a great disconnect. It caused a disconnect between man and God. But Jesus has restored to us the connection. Now, in my home or my block where I live at, it's difficult to hold a telephone signal. I don't know why, if there's trees or something in the way. I don't know if there's not enough tower coverage, but there's something that causes a disconnect. Sin causes a disconnect between man and God. Sin caused a disconnect. So, God sent Jesus, restoring unto us salvation, restoring unto us fellowship with God, restoring us back to the dominion that was lost. He came in and he gave us the coverage. He came in as that tower where we could never lose the signal except. Oh God, how do we keep this signal going? How do we keep a strong signal in the natural, in this, with my cell phone in my home? I have to be in the right place. I got to be sitting, standing in the right place in order to catch the fullness of the signal, in order to keep a tight connection. How do we keep that tight connection? We have been ushered into the kingdom of God. There's a transaction that took place in the realm of the spirit. But now we have to cause our spirits. Our spirits have been changed. Our spirits are translated. Our spirits are brand new. We've been reconnected to our source. That we have to cause our mind, our will, our emotions, that soulish man has to get the memo, has to get the message, has to line up with what happened in the spirit realm that's done through the seeking, that's done through seeking God in prayer. That's gone through seeking God through the reading, the studying of his word. And as I was stating earlier, coming out of the old systems and coming over into this revelation, coming over into this newness of life. Already was saved, and I was already in the kingdom, but did not understand my citizenship. It was almost as if I was an illegal alien. Almost a person is like having an insurance policy. And within this insurance policy, you have certain benefits that belong to you. There are certain things that, because of this particular policy, that belong to you. But if you never read the policy, if you never open up, certain things could happen. There could be certain provisions in there that are yours because you have this policy. But when situations and circumstances arise, you're not knowing that you can look in this policy, and this policy can help cover that particular issue for you, help cover that certain circumstance, but because we didn't read the policy, we don't know what belongs to us. And then if you read the policy and you don't understand it, then you still won't receive that belongs to you. But not so in the kingdom of God. Not so as we read, as we do the seeking, as we're praying, as we seek after God. See, we have a counselor. See, you might be able to, sometimes I've had times when I called my insurance agent and wasn't able to talk to him right away, wasn't able to catch up to him, played phone tag, and I wanted to know some information. But with us, we have a counselor with us at all times. The counselor being the Holy Spirit. The counselor that leads us and guides us into all truth and shows us things to come. There's a counselor who leads us, who guides us, who shows us as we pray, who shows us as we read, who shows us as we study, shows us as we seek what's contained in our policy. That we might be able to see the things that are freely given to us by God. See, there's some things that might be in your insurance policy that are perks that he's given you. Might not be many. But there's some things that there's some perks you might have. You know, a lot of people have credit cards and people have certain perks that they have with that credit card. But they never read the booklet that they send you or the letter that they send you along with the card that tells you what you have because of this card, then you won't know. But we have a guide, we have a counselor who opens up and reveals the will of God. Oh, Jesus said, like as you're reading over in the Gospels on yesterday, how that Jesus said, whatever I have spoken to you at the back, that you declare on the rooftops, preach it. Whatever I have revealed to you, whatever I have shown you, he also, the Holy Spirit comes to reveal the heart of the Father. And Jesus did. When he was here on the earth, he came to reveal the heart of the Father, but he had to go back. So he sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, to lead us and to guide us, to help us understand our policy, to help us understand, oh God, what he wants from us, what he desires of us, what he's trying to bring us into. He's trying to bring us into that image. I missed the broadcast this morning. I missed the broadcast. I tuned in. I don't know what happened. I think I know what happened. I overslept. And I woke up at around 6:30 and I called in. I was just hearing the different ones talk about, you know, the transformation, talk about the chastening, the correction of the Lord, and even this past weekend, and just over the past few days, and hope I haven't gotten off the subject, but I was talking about when praying and having to understand or praying and asking the Lord, we would name this broadcast, and the Lord gave me transformation because I'm going through this transformation process. I'm coming out of one realm, coming out of the realm of, I'll say, false religion, come out of the realm of incomplete teaching, because there were some great teachings through the system. I learned faith through the system. I learned about prayer through the system. I understood that in order to live this life, that I needed the Spirit of God. Through that system, I learned that through the Spirit of God, that I have power to cast out devils and lay hands on the sick and watch them recover. Through that system, I learned all those things. So we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. We can't bash and beat this system so bad, because the fact of the matter was many of us were in that system. We operated and we functioned in it. So now we have to understand, because now that we've been given the knowledge, and I guess I have to speak about my own transformation process. When I first received this revelation, how the joy, yes, this is it. The connection came. It was the thing that connected and brought everything together, and I was able to understand and able to see how, yes, this is it. This ties it together. This is what's going on. This is what's been missing. And it brought that joy. It brought that passion. It brought that fire. But then you start thinking about, wait a minute. All this time I spent over there, they didn't teach me this, and we became upset with the system, not understanding of it, seeking God, the transformation process. It's up to us. We have to yield to the process. We have these same Bibles that have those same kingdom scriptures in it ourselves. The same as the other folks that are still in the system have the same Bible we have, got the same scriptures, and the same ability to seek in, to dig in, and have the same ability to be like those Berean Christians and go into the Word and seek out and see that what that man or woman of God that stood before us was saying was true. And we did that. The debate was based upon what we were taught. Now, I thank God for even where I came from. We were taught, my former pastor had a saying, anything taken out of context becomes a pretext for you to say what you want. So I understood that you just can't cherry pick scriptures. I understood that you had to read what came before and what came after in order to get the full meaning, get the full instruction of what the Word is trying to give us. So we got out of that and we got upset. I'm talking about me now, nobody else. About, man, this was in here all that time, and it seemed like I was bashing. It might seem like I was trying to knock that religious system out, as I'm sure many of us did. But then you begin, as you go through the process, as this Word begins to process you, as this Word of the kingdom, this revelation of the kingdom begins to process you, begins to transform you, you begin to desire and grow a love for those you left in that system, and having in your heart to bring them out, having in your heart to give to them that you have discovered, this is the tie that binds. The revelation of the kingdom of God, the revelation of the kingdom of heaven is the tie that binds it all together, that binds faith and prosperity and healing and deliverance. It binds it all together and shows us that one is not without the other. We got one camp teaching faith. We got another camp teaching holiness. We got another camp teaching this. The understanding and receiving this revelation of the kingdom is what brings it all together. The revelation of the kingdom of God is the foundation that brings all those different things together. Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, holding those things in place upon the foundation. That we might understand our identity. Yeah. That we might understand our identity. That we might understand the image that God created us to be in. That's what the kingdom does. That's what the kingdom is doing. It's revealing to us more and more. And I'm telling you that it's revealing to me more and more. I'm in a process now. I'm in a transformation now. I have not yet arrived. I don't think I ever will arrive. Because the more I seek, the more I study, the more I read, I find out those things that I thought I knew. I have to put them away. I have to put them in the fire. I have to dispose of them. I got to put them in the shredder. Because they did not line up with the righteousness that be in God. They did not line up fully with the word of God. Old saying out there, sinners saved by grace, used it, quoted it, said it, but there is no such scripture. There is no such thing in the word of God. There's nothing in the word of God that tells us that we were sinners saved by grace. The word that says that we were saved by grace through faith is the gift of God. Not that any man should boast. So in order when we're operating, we're functioning and who God has created us to be, it gives us no right to boast and act like we're somebody, you know, of great, you know, we want to exalt ourselves above the things of God because it was a gift and it was given to us. It was given to us as a gift. So this revelation of the kingdom of God that we have come into, that we're operating in, that we're functioning in, that we're being transformed and molded and shaped into this image of God. Well, I believe what we have to understand, the reason why we can say that we'll never arrive, because we'll always be in this place of transforming, in this place where God and it's taking us when we go to these different dimensions. When we go from, you know, like I said earlier, last week about going to different grade levels, and you learn your information from the first grade, so they promoted you to the second grade. In other words, whatever level of maturity you're at, once you got the information and you performed, you showed through the exercising of tests, homework, being asked questions in class, raising your hand, you proved through your material, you proved through your portion of that you had learned, that you were ready to go on. And now because, okay, you got this. So now, I'm taking, you got this first grade information, so now it's time for you to go to second grade. First grade, you learned how to read. You learned how to write. You were learning about getting along with others. You did that. So now we got to take you to another place. We'll throw some history in there. We'll throw some other things in there. But it's a fact to give you more information from the place where you are. God knows how to process us. But we have to submit to the processing. Submit to the processing. In my own personal time and where I am even right now in these processing. Because see, when you don't understand, see, and really we have to take on a kingdom mindset. We can't continue to walk. See, we live in the United States of America, for those of us who are in the United States of America, or whatever country you happen to be in. Whatever your political system is, whatever your political structure is, It's how you operate and function within your country. In the United States of America, we live in a democracy. We live in a republic. We live in a government of the people, by the people, for the people. At least that's the way it used to be. But the original structure of the United States of America was it was a government of the people, by the people, for the people. In other words, the people were the ones that ran the country. The people's opinions, the thoughts of the people, what the people believe, what the people's thoughts are, what the people's desires are. It's how this country's built, and that's why you have this election system. In this election system, we elect government officials who are supposed to stand up and represent the voice of the people. That was the original intent. The voice of the people. So in this system, we have freedom of choice. We can vote Republican. We can vote Democrat. We can vote Independent, Tea Party, whatever choice of political party, whatever your ideals are, you ascribe to that particular political party. And you have the freedom of choice here in a democracy. I was going to get off into something else. See, that's, I thank God for the gift that he's given me and showing me even more as I transform, because, you know, I was an exhorter. I was the person that got you hyped. I was the person that got you excited about what God is doing and what he's about to do. And if you continue to follow God, you know, I was that person. But now, and it's funny because I came up in the house of a teacher, but he's revealing to me this gift, and he's revealing to me and showing me through that even in my life's experiences that I can use those examples as tools to teach, as tools to show and give examples to people that they might understand from where they are. Even as Jesus did, Jesus, when he spoke those parables, he gave earthly illustrations. He gave earthly illustrations that would give a heavenly meaning, that would give a spiritual meaning. But at the end of the story, you're supposed to get some sort of spiritual meaning out of this. So as myself and others who come to this conference line 7 days a week, sometimes two or three times a day, we come to this line, all being processed, all being transformed, all going through our individual processes, God dealing with us where we are in our spirits. And some of us might be in first grade, some of us might be in second, some of us might be in fifth, some of us might be in eighth, some of us might be in tenth. You following me? Whatever area of maturity that you're in, we all must be. And not only are we being processed, but we have to allow others to be processed. Hear me. We have to allow others to be processed. Some of the things I talked about earlier, those different things, you come through receiving the kingdom, and you receive it with this great joy and this wow. And then you got to the point where maybe a little anger kicked in. And then the part where you begin to be empathetic toward those who you left in that system. Those are all places that we all came through. And even before really connecting to Kingdom Vision, I listened to the broadcast for about 2 or 3 years. I worked in a bookstore where Dr. Linda would have Monday night meetings about the kingdom. Now, I would come in and I'm working there, but I'm sitting there behind the counter, and they're up in the area where we serve coffee and, you know, things of that nature, and people were able to sit down and read their books. They do the teaching up in that area, and they're up in that area, and I'm down below in the store area, but I'm listening. I'm tuning in. There were certain ones broadcast I would listen to. You know, Dr. Leonard, I would listen to Brother Eddie Woods, I would listen to Brother Mark Fields and Jennifer. Those are the only ones I knew who had broadcast at that time, so I would listen to all of that. And I heard and listen to all these people, all these teachers come through their process. And they're all in different places even right now from even where they were back then, being examples to me. So I'd like to say that to all who are alive. Not only are we being processed, but we also have to understand that others who are coming into this are also being processed. They come through the same processing that you came from. They came out of that system with that joy, like, yes, this information, this kingdom is the tie that binds. Let's put everything together. We can actually run on that. And then all of a sudden you start saying, wait a minute. See, we all came through that process. I heard you. I listened to you. All came through that process. So, understanding that, we have to understand those who are also coming through that process and encourage them in the place where they are and saying, yes, we can do better. Yes, there's a place where we can grow to. And I thank God for the examples that I've had and listened to, and all the people on this network, all the people, and people in other places. We're all being processed. We're all being transformed. There's a place that all of us came from. Even when we came out of the world and came into the body of Christ, we all came out of different places. We all had different backgrounds. We all had different sorts of mindsets. We all had a place where God brought us from and delivered us from. And God dealt with us where we were, and he transformed us and is transforming us, so we have to consider those who are just coming in. We have to consider those who are embracing the revelation and teaching and revealing the things that God is placing in their spirits. We have to understand that they're processing. See, even when we come to this line, I don't know about you, but I'm yet in my processing, but even the teaching is processing me. The studying, the seeking, the praying is all processing me. Well, I tell you, when I came to school or church on the mall yesterday, the message definitely was a message of processing. Definitely a message of transformation is a message that calls you to change. And that's what the Word of God is. It's a word that calls us to change. James tells us it is the perfect law of liberty. Looking into the perfect law of liberty, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man's deeds will be blessed. So through the obedience of seeking, through the obedience of prayer, through the obedience of reading, and through the obedience of teaching, preaching, demonstrating, is all part of the transformation process, is all changing us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. My Lord, he's changing us. He's transforming us. He's bringing us into that he had from us from the beginning. God is the one who created us. He's the one who created us. He's the one that made us. He's the one that knows our makeup. Rick Warren, in his book, The Purpose Driven Life, calls it shape. Shape. God knows our shape. He knows the end of our, he knows what makes us tick. He knows what causes us to be excited. He knows what causes us to be in order. But we have to go to God in order to receive the shaping, in order to receive the motive, in order to receive the correction, in order to receive the discipline, in order to receive the teaching, in order to receive your identity. Because, see, we were in the world, we operated out of our personalities. We operated out of our souls that were shaped by our life's experiences. shaped by life's experiences. And that shaped how we saw things. That shaped how we looked at things. That shaped how we spoke, how we heard things, and how we spoke things. That we're being transformed, we're being changed. There's a wrestling match going on. There's a wrestling match. See, when you were out in the world and you weren't serving God, when we weren't serving God, when we were out in the world, see, we were just doing everything that our mind, will, and emotions told us to do, and we was all right. We had no problems with the devil. We was going right according to schedule where he was trying to get us to go. But now that you're understanding that there's a better way of life, now that you're understanding that you have to change, now that you're understanding that you have a new culture that you have to live according to, now that you understand, now you're seeing things and you're battling that struggle between the flesh and the spirit. Read Romans chapter 7 when you get a chance. But now, you see, when you're not, see, you know, we did not know, we did not understand that there was a fight going on because we were in agreement with the adversary. We was in agreement with the one that was punching us in the face. We were being bullied and didn't even know it. We were being driven. We were being pushed to do that that we were not even designed to do. Oh, well, I'm running out of time, and I really have to go because I have some good I have to be. I can't go over time, and I really didn't even get to what I wanted to get to. But let me read the verse of Scripture. I'm talking about my personal transformation time, and I'm going to continue on this next week. I want to talk about personal transformation. Personal transformation. Because we all have a personal, so we're going to as a body, we're being transformed all together as one. We're being transformed into one with our Lord, our Master, our Savior. And we're all in different places in our process. But there's transformation. I just want to talk to you about my personal transformation that's taking place. And this was a verse in Scripture, and I heard a little bit of talk on it. It was alluded to. I don't know if it was read this morning or not. But it was one that I even wrote a post on Facebook this past weekend. And this is the verse that I was given, and it's in Hebrews chapter 12. Running out of time. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. And you can check it out. If you don't have time to write it down, that's fine, but I need to read it because I got to go. And it says, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. See how that religion kicked in, tried to get me to read it the way we read it. But let's take our time and read it. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. That chastening, that correction. Verse 6 says, for whom, see, I got to go back now. Verse 6 says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourges every son whom he receiveth. And if you endure chastening, God deal with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards, then are you illegitimate and not sons. I'm out of time. We're going to talk about this a little bit more next week. Oh, my Lord. About my transformation process, our lives transforming. See, I don't want to be one that's up there and pointing. Not only am I teaching it, but I'm experiencing it. You understand? I'm sure everybody on the line that's in the body who's doing teaching, well, no matter what way or what form you're using, that you're being changed, you're being transformed, even through the teaching, even through the demonstrating, the living of life. But that chastisement, that I can't even get into it. I don't even have time to get into it. And really, that's what I came on the line this morning to talk about. But we will talk about it more next week, personal transformation. And we'll talk about this chastening, if the Spirit says so. But God is using these chaste moments of chastening to shape and mold our characters, that we might be sons. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice received what your Spirit was saying this morning. We thank you for the change. Lord God, change us and help us to be stay changed. Help us to renew our minds. We thank you for the empowerment of your Holy Spirit that encourages us as we go through our transformation process. Thank you, Father, that we're not what we once were. We might not be in the place where we're transforming. We're coming after you, Father. And we thank you that we're not who we once were, but we're being conformed to the image of your dear Son. We praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. My brothers, my sisters, you be blessed on this week. You have a blessed day in the Lord. You have a blessed week in the Lord. And continue to yield to the process. Continue to yield to your transformation. As the Lord say the same on next Monday at 7 a.m. for Kingdom Transformation. Be blessed.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the Kingdom Driven Life now.